WV Uncommon Place. This podcast is a variety podcast that houses numerous series to cover mental health, empowerment, podcast framework, and various intimate theories to get to know the hosts. Along with occasional movies reviews and dives in pop culture with our event podcast episode. The Uncommon Place digs into bringing guests on that stories don't fit the mold and are very different. WV stands for the Great State of West Virginia, and every quarter we cover something in West Virginia. Stacey and myself, JR, are your hosts, so please come along for this venture to our Uncommon Place.
Hey everybody, this is JR from West Virginia Uncommon Place. This weird thing happened to me not too long ago. I was out here rushing around, doing everything I can do in podcasting, trying to help people market this and that and doing all this other stuff. And then something happened. I started paying attention to things on this app called Threads. So I got on Threads and I started listening to people and watching what they were saying. And then I saw a few complaints on there about this and that in podcasting. And here's my take on this, because I am no podcasting guru. I'm no master or anything like that. But the thing that separates a podcast that excels and a podcast that stays stagnant and a podcast that fails is this one thing: planning and implementation. So you ask me, JR, how does that work? Well, you can't use electronics for this. The only thing you can use is pen and paper, because it's the only thing that makes sense. When I get out here and write a show, and I do write my shows. I write the idea for it. I do not script the shows anymore, but I write the idea for it. Then I write the second idea for the next episode, and then I do the third and fourth. Not like this. This is just me reaching out to podcasters. So here's how it goes. I start a continuation story that makes sense. From this continuation story, I adding more enriching things to bring more people to it. So the first people that I catch with it, that hook, I bring those fish in. And those fish respond to other fish. And the next episode that I come out with, when I'm doing this, embraces the concepts that I took from the first one. And when I do that, it brings in more listeners. So when it comes to the marketing side of that, the first two episodes are the launch pads. And when they are the launch pads, it makes sense in these areas. I'm going to shoot it over to TikTok. I'm going to shoot it over to Facebook. I'm going to shoot it over to Instagram. I'm going to shoot it to Tumblr. Every single app to meet everyone at their doorstep. I do not take time to always engage in every community. I will admit that. But in a month's time, I do engage in every community. So everyone knows that I am there. Some people say I do too much. Some people say this and that. But I say this to them. Let's look at the results. I don't take any more but 4 hours out of my month to do engagements within those communities. 4 hours can be 15 minutes, 10 minutes here and there. And I preach this so much because we all take breaks during the day. You sit there and eat your lunch. And you either sit there and call home, or you do something on your phone, or you play that latest new Bejeweled game or something. You do something extra on these breaks. But I don't do that. On my breaks, Stacey gets a message. Sometimes she don't even hear from me. She gets to the end of the day call. But she understands what I'm doing. She knows that I'm out there doing something with my podcasting. Or maybe she don't. I don't know. You can ask her. Now, after those two episodes are out of the way and the third one's there, the third one is the convincing factor. The convincing factor in that third episode ties in one and two episodes topics. And that third one is the home run. It's the one that's going to bring everyone in. And I only have, by Apple standards, 72 hours to promote, move that show, or it goes flat. We don't worry about Spotify, because Spotify is its own beast. I will not comment on them. I'll just leave them alone. And no, I'm not part of Good Pods or anything like that. So if you're part of those communities, exclude yourself from this conversation, because whatever you do over there, you do on your own. I have no say. I have no promise there. But I jump into my podcast 2.0 apps. My favorite one is Fountain. When I'm on Fountain, I promote other podcasters. I make sure they can move and groove and that their ecosystem is safe. At the same time, aligning my ecosystem with theirs. So right there, that's collaboration. It's not someone coming on my podcast and guesting and talking about this and that. No. It's a simple integration of both shows at the same time to reach out to other people. That is collaboration, my guy, my gal. And that's something that has got lost in translation. Everybody thinks that we need to do this promo swap and all that stuff, which that is fine. Let's do those things because we've had very good interaction with Pod Saving Our Marriage by King Germ and Queen Germ. And they are our intro on our show. It went from an ad to our actual intro, if you pay attention to Sparrows Under Review. So what I want to leave you all with and with this challenging thought is this. What inside your podcast, do a real podcast edit with this. What inside your podcast has stunted your growth? What has made your show stagnant like the water that sits in that little crack after it rains and the mosquitoes in the summertime drink from it, but there's still water left? What has made you plateau? And then go fix it. Try varied amounts because we all went to school. Use the scientific experiment process. Hypothesis and all that extra shit that you need to do. And, huh?
Hippopotamus.
And let your show flow, your hippopotamus, hypothalamus, whatever.
I thought that's what you were going to say for a minute.
Let that stuff flow. Because too many people are quick to just go with this idea, oh, it didn't work, or this didn't happen for me because I followed the same thing that you did. No, there's no one size fits all with the information that anybody provides you. You have to tailor make it like the suit that your uncle used to get for funerals. So, on that note, I am JR. This is West Virginia Commonplace. Like, subscribe, check me out on TikTok, and I'm out.
Most fish respond to other fish. And the next episode that I come out with, when I'm doing this, embraces the concepts that I took from the first one. And when I do that, it brings in more listeners. So, when it comes to the marketing side of that, the first two episodes are the launch pads. And when they are the launch pads, it makes sense in these areas. I'm going to shoot it over to TikTok. I'm going to shoot it over to Facebook. I'm going to shoot it over to Instagram. I'm going to shoot it to Tumblr. Every single app to meet everyone at their doorstep. I do not take time to always engage in every community. I will admit that. But in a month's time, I do engage in every community. So everyone knows that I am there. Some people say I do too much. Some people say this and that. But I say this to them. Let's look at the results. I don't take any more but 4 hours out of my month to do engagements within those communities. 4 hours can be 15 minutes, 10 minutes here and there. And I preach this so much because we all take breaks during the day. You sit there and eat your lunch. And you either sit there and call home or you do something on your phone or you play that latest new Bejeweled game or something. You do something extra on these breaks. But I don't do that. On my breaks, Stacy gets a message. Sometimes she don't even hear from me. She gets the end of the day call. But she understands what I'm doing. She knows that I'm out there doing something with my podcasting. Or maybe she don't. I don't know. You can ask her. Now, after those two episodes are out of the way and the third one's there, the third one is the convincing factor. The convincing factor in that third episode ties in one and two episodes topics. And that third one is the home run. It's the one that's going to bring everyone in. And I only have, by Apple standards, 72 hours to promote, boot that show, or it goes flat. We don't worry about Spotify, because Spotify is its own beast. I will not comment on them, I'll just leave them alone. And no, I'm not part of Good Pods or anything like that, so if you're part of those communities, exclude yourself from this conversation because whatever you do over there, you do on your own. I have no say, I have no promise there. but I jump into my podcast 2.0 apps. My favorite one is Fountain. When I'm on Fountain, I promote other podcasters. I make sure they can move and groove and that their ecosystem is safe. At the same time, aligning my ecosystem with theirs. So right there, that's collaboration. It's not someone coming on my podcast and guesting and talking about this, this, and that. No. It's a simple integration of both shows at the same time to reach out to other people. That is collaboration, my guy, my gal. And that's something that has got lost in translation. Everybody thinks that we need to do this promo swap and all that stuff, which that is fine. Let's do those things because we've had very good interaction with Pod Saving Our Marriage by King Germ and Queen Germ. And they are our intro on our show. It went from an ad to our actual intro, if you pay attention to Sparrows Under Review. So what I want to leave you all with and with this challenging thought is this. What inside your podcast, do a real podcast edit with this. What inside your podcast has stunted your growth? What has made your show stagnant like the water that sits in that little crack after it rained and the mosquitoes in the summertime drink from it, but there's still water left? What has made you plateau? And then go fix it. Try varied amounts, because we all went to school. Use the scientific experiment process. Hypothesis and all that extra shit that you need to do.
Hippopotamus.
And let your show flow, your hippopotamus, hypothalamus, whatever.
I thought that's what you were going to say for a minute.
Let that stuff flow. Because too many people are quick to just go with this idea, oh, it didn't work, or this didn't happen for me, because I followed the same thing that you did. No, there's no one size fits all with the information that anybody provides you. You have to tailor make it like the suit that your uncle used to get for funerals. So, on that note, I am JR. This is West Virginia Commonplace. Like, subscribe, check me out on TikTok. And I'm out.
Please follow WV Uncommonplace on Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter, TikTok, where we have some great content, Facebook, LinkedIn. Hit up the merch store at onecommonplace.square.site. Join the email list from the website and rate, subscribe, and give feedback from your favorite podcatcher. And lastly, thanks for listening and tune into the next episode. I'm gonna go get some more.